with head coach Ryan Poehle after the Terriers 18-8 win over Vermont. And coach, just your opening thoughts on today's game.
Yeah, I was really pleased with just our improvement from Tuesday. We talked about, that there's a big jump from game one to game two. So we were concerned about Vermont and their jump from their Syracuse game. And I thought Vermont played very well in that first quarter. And certainly their goalie made it some great saves to keep the score close. But I was really proud of our guys in the way that we cleaned some things up defensively. We certainly cleaned some things up on our clear. I was really happy with the way that we cleared the ball. I thought our ride was much better today than it was against St. Joe's. So in between the lines, I was really pleased. And then certainly, the offense got going. And, congratulations to Perfetto and Diotto for being, setting the records that they set. Vince being the all-time leading scorer and Lou beating our all-time leading assister. So just two great players that continue to play at such a high level. And it's, real thankful they're on our team.
So the home opener, you crushed Vermont. So with it, being more of a back and forth in the beginning and then kind of getting a lot more momentum throughout the game later on, how do you think what do you instill in their mindset, to keep them going?
Yeah, I really felt we were controlling the play throughout the game. It's just we struggled to score. And, I give our guys credit to, I think it was a similar game to the St. Joe's game where they were getting a ton of saves. But the difference being, we were getting stops on defense. So, it was important for us to not get frustrated that we couldn't score and beat their goalie, but just continue to, stay with the process, get stops. I thought we rode great in the first half, which gave our offense multiple possessions. And we got contributions from a lot of guys. A lot of guys stepped up. Obviously, Vince and Lou had great games with BK. I think he had his best day as a Terrier. And then, Needs, I thought, had two really big goals when we were just, felt like we were trying to pull away, but it was still 4-2 when they were right there. I think they had four goals on five shots, and it was something other teams would have been frustrated, and I think this team just stuck with our process, had good possession after good possession, continued to ride at a high clip, and then certainly our clearing game just allowed us to have, more possessions than Bryan, or more possessions than Vermont, excuse me.
Just talk about, the ride and the clear. Obviously, the clearing much improved today, but the ride, 21 caused turnovers, and it just seemed like you were good at whenever they got a save, you were able to get the ball back and score some goals.
Yeah, just give Coach Slippo a ton of credit on our ride. We met after St. Joe's, and we didn't 10-man that often. And Coach was like, well, we got to get back to our identity, and I completely agreed. And, our identity is a press ride team and trying to create turnovers and create those extra possessions and force the offense, the clearing team, to throw those tight window balls and then be really good in the back end. And I thought we did a great job. So it was a mindset from the beginning of the game. We wanted to get back to Terrier lacrosse, which is, part of our identity is being a great riding team. And I was really impressed with the way we responded, created, a ton of turnovers and gave ourselves extra possession. So, starts with slips and does a great job on the offensive end. But, with Coach Latz gone, now he's our ride coach, and it starts with that mindset.
Yeah, 14 goals from the attack, including three from Brendan Kelly. You mentioned him a little bit in the opening, but just how nice is it to you have Lou and Vince that you know what you're getting from them, but, Brendan seems like he's seamlessly fit in there in year two here.
Yeah, Brendan's been doing a great job. It certainly gives us a lefty presence, on that side, and has great chemistry with those two. But I think Kate's found him on the one, might have been the first or second goal. He's a great off-ball player and, really slick and a good finisher. So he's got great hands and certainly a big target. So, been really pleased with Brendan and his development from the fall. And I think he's poised to have a big year for us.
Kind of reflecting a little bit on Lewis and Vince, they set those records today. I know it's not all about records for those guys, but just kind of reflecting on where they've come along since February 2020 when they first started, and they played together for 5 years now.
Yeah, I'm just so thankful that number one, they chose BU, and we've been able to accomplish a lot of things that we talked about in the recruiting process, and kind of those guys being the face of the program and being multiple 4-year starters and really carrying the torch. As our you know, most established offensive players, and they've done it year over year. They're incredible people. They work incredibly hard, and you know, I couldn't be more happy for them to have these honors, and they certainly deserve it, all the hard work they put into. But you know, I think they're kind of like Batman and Robin, where you know, they're such a good team, and certainly, you know, Vince is more of a scorer, and you know, you saw by the amount of shots he took today, he was able to get his hands free. And you know, I'm not saying that Vince shouldn't shoot. That's his role on our team, and he's very good at it. And then Lou is just a consummate, get everybody involved, make the smart play. And you know, but Lou certainly is stepping up his offensive game as far as a scorer, which makes him a really hard cover. So you know, just so thankful that those two came back. And you know, I wish them nothing but the best, you know, fifth year as you know, as they complete their careers here.
And finally, how nice was it to be back home? Great crowd, great day outside in Nickerson.
Yeah, it was great. I think, you know, we love to play here at Nickerson. It was a great crowd, a great day, and certainly we love to protect our home field. And, you know, I think we play well here. I think guys are excited, and it was a great crowd. And there were a lot of alums back, a lot of, you know, nice to see some people that you haven't seen in a year. And, you know, certainly our guys played up to what we wanted to play to, and I thought we had great energy. I thought we had great execution, and you know, it was just a really solid win for the program. So you know, I'm really pleased.
And one last thing for me. What are your expectations for next game and the season moving forward?
Yeah, I mean, the thing that you know we talked about in the locker room. You know, very proud of how we handled this week. We had a midweek game to start our season, which is kind of not traditional, and then we had to come back on a short rest, and we passed test one, and we have a little bit more of a traditional week as we prepare for Bryant. But you know, the focus is on us. The focus is on getting better, and it's great that we're 2-0, but that doesn't mean anything when we play on Friday. So we want to continue to focus on ourselves, get better in these short periods. You know, we have an off day tomorrow, but guys are certainly going to do things as far as what their bodies need. And then as we work into Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, we need to have four great practices. So the only thing we're thinking about is having a great off day tomorrow, taking care of our bodies, resting, getting our sleep, getting our hydration, and then coming back Monday and getting better as a team.
Awesome. Thank you.